Good morning, Chelveston, Caldecott and Chelston Rise. It's Easter Sunday, the 12th of April, and this is Adrian Dale with a daily briefing for the village. Thanks for all your private messages speculating on where I was born. Some people said, of course, it's Birmingham, but actually no. Carol and Vanessa narrowed it down to Dudley, the birthplace of Lenny Henry. Now, I actually hail from a unique place called Lower Gornal within Dudley. Those are both in the Black Country, which is that patch of England between Birmingham and Stafford. It's where coal and iron ore were mined in open pits, where canals really took off and where chains were made. The place was so filthy that Queen Victoria closed the curtains of her carriage when the royal train went through. Now, I love listening to dialects and accents, and across the West Midlands, these change completely every 5 miles. I lived my first 17 years in Lower Gornal, and the accent there was completely different to the posher lot in Sedgley, where Lynn came from, nearby. Some of the dialect was almost Germanic. If you take the verb to be, are bin, yow am, is, we am, they am. And if you say someone's daft, you say, yow'm saft, yow am, yow bay got a clue. So when we moved to Chelveston, we were well attuned to the nuances of dialect and gradually began to appreciate the Northamptonshire variations. There are subtle differences even between Rushden and Higham, even though they're connected. And if you go out as far as, say, Kettering, well, gosh, it's almost like a different language. So why is he rambling on about dialects and settlements, you might ask? Well, it's actually because I was chair of the parish council when the Ministry of Defence decided to sell off the airfield and all the houses on the base. The airbase had always been off limits to us, technically under American sovereignty, and not really part of the parish. But suddenly we had 50 new houses in the village. What should we call them? The parish council had the job of naming the new settlement, and Mark Hunter, our clerk, researched the history, and we settled on Chelston Rise as the best name for the settlement. He'd traced the name Celluston back to 1068, just as the Doomsday Book was prepared. So East Northamptonshire were duly notified, and Chelston Rise was born. It took about 3 months for word to filter through the rest of the old village, as you call it. And you can guess who gave me a call. Yes, it was our Horace Eady. Adrian, he said, what the hell have you called it Chelston Rise for? There ain't no tea in Chelston. He was adamant. Yes, we might be able to read the bloody Doomsday Book, but he was born here and he knew what he was talking about. When he was a kid, Chelveston was always referred to as Chelson in the local dialect. And the parish council had just got it plain wrong by sticking a T where it wasn't meant to be. The trouble was that the London Gazette had never been notified, and the new settlement was now officially part of the United Kingdom. Change was not possible. But looking back on it now, I'm not worried by the mistake. The world evolves. Chelston Rise is a unique community and deserves to develop its own identity within the family of the parish. Old villagers know that Caldecott and Chelveston are completely different places, different characteristics, despite only being 1 mile apart. We can live with that. Chelston Rise can then forge its own identity within the family of settlements that's our great parish. During the course of this emergency, I've been to Chelston Rise almost every day, and I've been delighted to meet the faces who now care about their community and want to make it a great place to live. Bob and Vanessa did a big litter pick in the ditches from the Crescent to the airfield. Actually, litter's far too polite a word for the rubbish that they found thoughtlessly dumped there. From a kitchen bin to a perfectly serviceable wheelbarrow. Well done to them. Now, the good news is that the wheelbarrow has been successfully rehomed in the spirit of make, do and mend. And this kicked off a flurry of offers and exchanges on the group yesterday. We had chairs from Chris P, beer glasses from Naomi, logs from Pete Rawlins, toys from Annetta, books from Ella, garden tables and chairs from James. All parts of the village were involved. For the oldies amongst us, it was actually like watching the multicoloured swap shop from the BBC in the early 1980s. And watching from the sidelines, it was great to see a new community spirit emerging, bringing together all three settlements of this great parish. Yesterday was the 49th anniversary of Melvin and Rosemary moving into their cottage in Caldecott. They'd intended to stay just 6 months, but this place has a knack of keeping you here. Some do try to leave, but like Horace and Michelle, they eventually get drawn back to the place of their birth. Others move, but they actually find themselves moving within the village, just like Lynn and I did, and Terry and Heather next door. Some actually do successfully move out, but find themselves drawn back to the community hubs of the pub, the church and the village hall, just like John and Brenda. So actually, this is a great place to live and to stay. And on this Easter day, I can't think of a better place to be confined to. So let's all enjoy it together, whilst, of course, keeping your distance. Thank you.